This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's talk about the draft. Let's talk about the season that just was, obviously, when the Eagles won. All of this and more with our next guest, Elliot Sherparks, who joins us most Fridays, and he's with us right now. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing?
Quite a bit, my man. Quite a bit. That was a great interview with Mayock yesterday, and
yeah,
we're going to play more of that audio coming up here in the next few minutes, other pieces of audio from it. But, Elliot, let's start, before we get to the draft and what lies ahead. You know, a lot of our show today has been focused on what was with the Eagles Super Bowl. We hadn't revisited it in about a month and a half. And as you reflect back, not just to the game, but the journey, the 5-6 month journey, what stands out to you when you look back in the rear view?
Man, that's such a tough question because I feel like there's so many things. I mean, it's probably in my career the most just rewarding season I've ever covered. But I think just what I'll remember most, if, you know, hopefully in 10 years we're still doing this, like, just the mentality of the team. I think one thing I'll learn from this season and covering seasons to come is how much it just matters, like, the mentality of the team, how focused you are. Is everyone rowing in the same direction? And that's something I feel like I noticed pretty early on with this team. And then to take that a step further, personally, I'll always have regret that I thought it would be a close game. Like, to all season, be around that team, and then going into that final week, I remember being on Radio Row in New Orleans and telling callers, like, no, it's going to be close. Going to be close, and then obviously it wasn't. So,
right.
I'll always remember on what a mission they were on and how well, like, executed that mission was.
Yeah, no, it was an all-timer, and obviously, especially coming out of the 2023 debacle at the end. I mean, as you said, Elliot, we could have 1,000 things for this answer. I mean, one thing, a name that I don't even think has come up on our show yet today, Saquon Barkley. I mean, it was until the very end when it turned into an all-time Eagles season. For 4.5-5 months, it was Saquon's season. I mean, that was the defining thing for the vast majority of the year, was this is an all-time season by an all-time athlete in Philadelphia sports.
Yeah, I mean, like, I never thought I'd see another, like, 04 T.O., 01 Iverson. Like, for me, those are the seasons. I know everyone has their own seasons.
Sure.
But for me, those are the ones that I always, like, stick out. And now, again, not to keep aging ourselves, you know, like, in 20 years, I'll remember 2024 Saquon. Like, it was that type of year. And just also, again, like, from my perspective of being around him, I was floored at how much he added to the locker room. Like, I don't think he gets enough credit for when there were rocky points of the season, because there were. Like, all the memories today will be positive ones. But let's not act like there weren't moments in the season where it could have fallen apart. And Saquon, just from talking to the players, like, was huge in those moments. Like, as a vocal leader, not just a player, but as a vocal leader. So Saquon, absolutely a massively special season.
Elliot, what does your off season look like, and how much access will you have to these players now in the next, I don't know, month and a half, 2 months? Are there a lot of opportunities for interaction with the new guys who have been brought in and will be working out? How does that work?
Yeah, so I would guess we're not going to hear from many players until after the draft, which, crazily enough, like within 2 weeks, we'll know who they take in the first round. But probably not much there. I did get a chance to catch up, actually, with A.J. Brown yesterday. He was at the link for an event about the FIFA Club World Cup that's coming to Philadelphia. And I did get to talk to him about his offseason, how it looks different maybe than other offseasons. And I thought his answer was super encouraging. He was like, look, winning the Super Bowl was great. I'm really happy we did it. But I'm not changing what I do in the offseason, win, lose, or draw. And the quote that has really stuck with me this offseason is Nick Sirianni saying, they have the type of leaders that if you don't work hard, you will be exposed. And I know that can be coaching, but just, I think it is very true. Like AJ, Jalen, Saquon, Devontae, like the hard workers they have on offense. And so to talk to AJ yesterday, and he had literally just come from working out to the event, like it just has stuck with me that you know, they really do have leaders I think will help guard against kind of the Super Bowl hangover.
Great. That's fantastic. Elliot with us right now. Reminder, Beat the Hammer coming up in about 7 minutes. I'll give you the cue to call right now on the contest line for Beat the Hammer. Fifth caller, caller five. You can compete, likely lose, but you know, you never know, maybe win. And Beat the Hammer coming up in a few minutes. Caller number five, contest line right now, 215-988-1258. Caller number five, 215-988-1258. You'll be competing in Beat the Hammer. All right, Elliot, let's get to the draft. It's up ahead 13 days now, and 14 and 15, because obviously it's a three-day thing. So full disclosure for everyone listening, I'd asked Elliot off the air yesterday. I said, hey, try to be prepared with like a top couple players for certain positions. And who people really should start focusing in on. Not, you know, who's the great, let's take edge rusher, LA. Let's start with that. Not the top edge rusher in the top five of the draft, because the Eagles aren't going to get that guy. But in the Eagles' range, Elliot, give us, let's go edge rusher first, then we'll do D-tackle, then we'll do safety. Give us a couple names, edge rusher, because one of these guys could be an Eagle in 2 weeks. Edge rusher, top three, Eagles' range, what are we looking at?
And I think there's a good chance one of the names we're going to talk about will be, because I think they will attack the edge position. A name I would keep an eye on, he's actually in Philadelphia right now with a visit on the team, Texas A&M edge rusher Nick Scowerton, only 20 years old, won't even turn 21 until August. So he's one of the youngest prospects in the draft, 6'4", 280 pounds, 17 sacks in his last 35 games. And what I really like about him, what I'm sure the Eagles will like, is he has a really, really good set of pass rush moves, and he comes to the NFL with a game plan on how to attack offensive linemen. And that's such a massive advantage for any player coming into the league when you already have moves and a plan on how to attack each snap. So Nick Scowerton is a name I'd keep an eye on. But another player I think we're talking about, I heard Ray Dinger bring him up earlier in the week, Mike Green out of Marshall, the edge rush, 6'4", 22 years old. But what's interesting about him is, like, great athlete, great prospect. He does have off-the-field concerns. He has to transfer out of Virginia because of, essentially a sexual assault allegation. Now, he was never charged. He said he didn't do anything. But Howie Roseman's made it clear, like, they're not drafting those guys. So Mike Green, you know, if Howie hadn't said that, I think it's someone we would talk about. But it's just an interesting decision they have to make there. And then I would also say James Pierce Jr. out of Tennessee, 21 years old, 19 and a half sacks in his last 40 games. Just a super, super fast step, great bend, which I know they really like in their edge prospects.
James Pierce is so fast.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's a 6'5 guy. He ran a 4.4 in the 40 at the combine electronically, but the little black book on him isn't good either, Elliot. You know, I'm concerned that the skill level is there, but the character concerns might keep him off the Eagles' radar. So these visits, the top 30 visits, is this something that we as fans have some ability to keep track of? Because I know how important they seem to have been.
That's why we have Elliot on. He keeps track of it for us.
Yeah, I got most of them.
What do you got?
I don't know if you. I think there's like 20 names I have. I could ramble off through them, but I mean, to your point, it is a very important process. If you look at who they've drafted, Jalen Carter came in for a visit. Nolan Smith came in for a visit. I mean, pretty much every player they've selected in the first round, besides Andre Dillard, interestingly enough, has come in for a top 30 visit. So, yeah, it's really, really important. And, you know, they do leak out. I don't have all 30, but sure. I have a good portion of them.
Elliot with us right now. By the way, James Pierce is who Mel Kiper has the Eagles taking in the last mock draft. That was just a couple of days ago. Mike Green, who Ray loves, and Elliot, of course, you were just talking about, Mel's got him going 15th. So that would be way before the Eagles. But, again, the off-the-field issue certainly could cause him to drop. If he drops into the Eagles' range, would they take him or not? You know, time will tell. All right, Ellie, let's get to D-tackle. This is another big one.
Yep.
So which name should we be really eyeing for D-tackle, another potential early pick for the Eagles?
Yeah, so I think there's one very clear name here. It's probably a name you've heard on the station already, but Walter Nolan out of Ole Miss.
Yeah.
He's in the range. He's got, I mean, again, only 21 years old. Super strong, really quick off the line of scrimmage, good pass rush numbers last year, and really someone that we've seen it time and time again. The Eagles love players that were at one point viewed as like ultra, ultra elite prospects that maybe haven't hit their potential, and Walter Nolan falls under that. So definitely someone to keep an eye on. But two other names you probably haven't heard a lot about that I think make sense at 32. Derek Harmon out of Oregon. He had 43 hurries last year from the defensive tackle position. That's like an absurd amount of quarterback hurries in the college game from that position. So he would fit really nicely next to Jalen Carter, really fast off the line of scrimmage. And he had 3 forced fumbles last year. We know how much the Eagles like to emphasize punching at the ball. And then the other name that I'm sure hasn't come up on the station, Kenneth Grant out of Michigan, only 21 years old. He's more of a prospect than a player at this point, just elite physical tools, really quick first step. He would just be more of a project, I think. But he is someone that if you look at mock drafts, he's right around that area.
Yeah, so for sure. And as regarding Walter Nolan, who, you know, some of these mock drafts have had the Eagles taking him. In Mel's latest, he's got him slipping all the way down to 39.
Why is that, Elliot? The slippage for Walter Nolan, because he was up at the top of that first round. What's going on with him?
Yeah, it feels like of all the players in the draft, and I look at mock drafts, you know, pretty much all day, like he has the widest variance of where to go. Like some people have him in the top 20. You mentioned Mel Kiper has him basically at 40. Yeah. I think it's because he is a great prospect and he is a good player. Like I don't want to diminish that. But he has not reached the potential that he had coming out as the number 2 prospect in his high school class, like going into college. So I think that people are probably torn on him a little bit. Is he somebody that just won't reach his potential, or is he somebody that still has potential to be untapped? And for the Eagles, he's the perfect prospect because we know the Eagles get the most out of their prospects consistently. So I could see why there's a split variance on him, but I do think with the Eagles, he would – like, he'd probably be a Pro Bowl player.
And then, Elliot, let's get – that's a big statement right
Jeez.
There. Yeah, Pro Bowl. Okay.
Saying stuff like that. I mean, is the general – well, Joe, does feel like – just to wrap that up, it feels like the general consensus with this within the Eagles organization is if they can find a guy who, even as a high schooler, was top of the creme de la creme, they feel like they can coach him back to that.
As long as it's not Jahlil Okafor. I don't care if Okafor was the best 13-year-old, the best 14-year-old, the best 15-year-old. He certainly wasn't the best 20-year-old. And certainly by 22 or 23, he was done. All right. Go ahead, Elliot.
Sorry. No, I was just going to say, I know, tongue-in-cheek with Okafor, but he is he's a great example of over these next 2 weeks what we're going to talk about. Like, these players, where they land is so important on if they hit their potential. Jahlil Okafor was obviously not going to be a great pro, but he landed in a bad situation.
He did.
A guy like Walter Nolan, he should be begging his agent to get him to Philadelphia. He will make so much money as an Eagle. So really, I think the Eagles have a heads up on these other teams because they will get the best of their prospects.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, Elliot, let's do one more position, and let's make it safety. Because, you know, they lost CJGJ, and I believe the Eagles have never drafted a safety in the first round.
No.
And that'll probably continue, but you never know. I mean, CJGJ was a big loss, safety in the first round and the Eagles range. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I do think there's a chance they draft a safety. I don't think they're sold on Sidney Brown. So 3 names to keep an eye on. Obviously, Malachi Starks, we've talked about him a ton. The good news with him is it does seem like he's falling in these mock drafts. He's much more in like the mid-20s range. One draft even had him going 31 to the Chiefs, which I'm sure would go over well with the fans. So Malachi Starks, certainly a name to keep an eye on. But the other one, Nick Eamonworthy out of South Carolina, only 21 years old. He's 6'3", which is great size for a safety. Just an unbelievable athlete for the position. And what I like about him, and I'm sure the Eagles will too, is you look at where he lined up last year. 414 snaps in the box, 140 snaps, 6 snaps in slot, and almost 200 snaps deep. So he lined up all over. Now, I'm sure they'll want to have him hone in on one spot, but there's a lot of tape to watch of him of doing different things. So Nick Eamonworthy, some people think he could get drafted before Malachi Starks. So he's one of the top safeties.
Very nice.
And then the other one.
Yeah, go ahead.
The other one, quickly, Xavier Watts out of Notre Dame. He had 13 interceptions the last two seasons. That's like, I'm sure Nick Sirianni will like salivate watching this guy play. He's a hard hitter, and he used to play receiver, so he's really smart at recognizing offensive schemes and what receivers are going to do. So those would be the three names I keep an eye out for safety.
13 days to the NFL drafts. Elliot, fantastic work today, as always, pal. Much appreciated. We will certainly talk to you next week. Thanks, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good, Ty.